Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Elise Benin is here, too. Elise is a great member of our Brain Trust, the original founding member of our Brain Trust. She is one of the top marketing experts in the galaxy, and she helps folks all the time of all different sizes put their best foot forward. And she's the author of a number of books. I don't have them in front of me. I'll let her mention those in a little bit. But anything Elise has to say, you need to know about. And I know her website, though, is marketing-mentor.com. I hope you go there and check it out. You'll thank me later for that. Elise Benin, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Really good to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. You know, Elise, whenever we look at a new person to come on the show, there are two factors that are involved primarily. One is the one that gets them on the show, and that's whether we think they have the credentials, whether we think they have the background, the gravitas to the critical mass to be someone that we feel like is worthy of our audience's time. But at that point, we don't know them yet if they're brand new. And so then the second thing is once they get on the show, do they have the come across? You know, you can have all the content in the world, all the great content in the world, but if you can't come across with it, then, it's kind of useless. And so that's a whole lot of marketing, isn't it?
It is. Presenting yourself and communicating your ideas clearly and succinctly and without a lot of ums and oohs and ahs is very important.
Mm-hmm. So tell us more.
All right. I wrote an article recently for a blog called thecreativecoast.org, and it's an organization down here in Savannah where I'm spending a little time at the moment, it's called How to Be Authentic When Pitching, and there are just some really interesting ideas in there that I wanted to share with you. And pitching is not just, as a startup, pitching your idea or pitching a client or a prospect a new idea, but it's really any time you need to present your ideas. And it seems like more and more, no matter what business you're in, no matter what level you're at, or maybe in order to succeed and go up a level, you need to be able to present your ideas, because ideas, as we know, are a dime a dozen, and if you can't present them, then no one's going to know about them, right?
Well, that's exactly right. I was talking to, there was someone that I in my world, in my universe, that is very smart, very attractive, paid the dues. But she was applying for a job that was going to be an optimum job for her, especially for the education that she had achieved. And she's very smart, very capable. And I asked someone, but she was going to have to be an instructor. And I asked someone, why is this person having so much trouble getting that job? And they said, she can't speak. And of course, that surprised me, because I didn't think that was the problem. But apparently, in a professional setting, this person has a problem.
Mm-hmm. And often, when someone has that problem, and a lot of my clients come to me, not for that per se, but it's one of the pieces of the puzzle that are an obstacle to them moving forward, moving their own business forward, is the fact that when they try to communicate, there's the stakes suddenly are very high, and they put a lot of pressure on themselves, and worst of all, they focus on themselves instead of the other person or the message they're trying to deliver. And so when the focus is turned inward, it sounds something like, you know, how do I sound, or do I sound smart, or am I saying that right, or am I speaking too quickly, or, you know, anything. And that really just diminishes your impact as a communicator.
Well, and any time, you know, it's quite common for me to be asked to just speak contemporaneously, but someone will say, would you speak to our group? And I say, well, what would you like me to talk about? Is there anything in particular? They say, just tell us about yourself. That happens quite often in, you know, when I'm just working around different places. I never do that. I say, well, I'm not going to do that. And they say, what do you mean? I said, I got a whole website for that. I'm not going to talk about myself. I'll talk to you about some things that I'm interested in, some things I think are important to know. I'll talk about some, you know, a lot of people would do that. And I think it's important that the person you're listening to or that you're talking to or talking with, that they will remember you more, I think, by the things that you know than the things that you say you are.
Well, we could have a little bit of a debate about that, because it almost sounds like...
Oh, good. I was hoping I'd get you to disagree with me about something today.
Because, you know, I mean, I'm in the business of helping people speak clearly about themselves in a way that invites others into the conversation, so that then you can, in fact, talk about the ideas and talk about how you can help and talk about what the solutions are.
But I guess I thought we were talking about pitches and not networking. So I do think I agree with you about that.
It
just depends the setting. Yeah. Yep. Right. Okay. All right. I can see where you would think that. All right. So go ahead and continue.
All right. So the idea is that. And actually, even when someone asks you to talk about yourself, you need to be able to do it in a way that is not about you, and that is about them and has the focus on them. And one of the things I write about in this article is based on a podcast interview I did with a woman named Eleanor Handley, who is a communications expert. And she has this thing that she calls transparency. And basically, she suggests reframing all of the pitching that you do, not as a pitch per se, but as a conversation, whether you're talking to one person or 50 people, but just to think about it as a conversation.
Hold on to that thought, Elise. Folks, we're going to talk about that. Transparency, framing. We're going to talk about those two things after these messages. Elise Bennett.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.